Continuing with Karl Popper. How can we explain the fact that outstanding Athenians like Thucydides stood on the side of reaction against these new developments? Class interest is, I believe, an insufficient explanation. For what we have to explain is the fact that while many of the ambitious young nobles became active, although not always reliable, members of the Democratic Party, some of the most thoughtful and gifted resisted its attraction. The main point seems to be that although the open society was already in existence, although it had, in practice, begun to develop new values, new equalitarian standards of life, there was still something missing, especially for the quote-unquote educated. The new faith of the open society, its only possible faith, humanitarianism, was beginning to assert itself, but was not yet formulated. Formulated. We want to think about that word because Karl Popper himself has said that there was a strong and vigorous anti-slavery movement, which is what he means by humanitarianism. Continuing. For the time being, one could not see much more than class war. The Democrats' fear of the oligarchic reaction and the threat of further revolutionary developments. The reaction, and hasn't that always been the case, that they've used violence, stimulated by themselves, to coerce us into accepting their terms, which is rigid, fixed class divisions, the closed society. So folks couldn't see much further beyond this continuous violence created by the power guys. The reaction against these developments had, therefore, much on its side. The reaction against humanitarian tendencies. The reaction had much on its side. Tradition, the call for defending old virtues, and the old religion. These tendencies appealed to the feelings of most men, and their popularity gave rise to movements to which... And their popularity gave rise to movements. And there is a break here. So my apologies for not cleaning that up. We began our compare and contrast into the origins of class as a... And I should just mention that obviously what happened here is that I was planning to add a little bit more, Carl. Sorry, Carl. And got lost in survival. Just keeping one foot in front of the other these days, my brothers and sisters. This is just reality. We began our compare and contrast into the origins of class as a system sidetrack into Karl Popper because Proudhon is, it seems to me, locating it in some almost necessary, almost historical process that led to a mind-body split. And my clumsy wording there is evidence of the fact that, I have trouble with the notion of inevitability in our historical development. So it's just a little tag to encourage us to think more about that. That led to a mind-body split associated with what is called the Western bend of human society under class. He's laying blame for the moral evils that it generates at the feet of the humans under classes, power of reflection. He will be qualifying this by describing it as a power of reflection put initially at odds with instinct, our bodies. We are ending up where we must necessarily end up, the problem being the suppression of our body's truth. That initially, in this mind-body split as a first step, the power of reflection seemed at odds with the body itself until the thought process moves beyond this first step and continues to grow. And we've been arguing with Alice that fear in infancy, a fear that comes from being, this is of course all under class, a fear that comes from being confronted with a reality that denies the truth that we're born with, that we are all one, stimulates a lot of fear. And viscerally, the fear from being forced to obey, which freezes the thought process fear does in place. And we've been arguing with Emily that the outer from the inner derives its magnitude, or these power guys who have hoarded all the resources to determine the outer, their inner, has been made by force, the model on which society, their inner, their small, poor soul, has become the model for our society. Their frozen thought process has become the basis of this society in a death spiral called class. So anyway, this throws Popper's argument that ancient Greece represents the beginning of this process of transition from the closed society to the open society in a new light. Translated into our language of freedom, he's saying that the struggle to end class and civilization are coterminous, that the determination to end class is what's called civilization's unfolding. We now return to Proudhon after our long digression into the heart of the malaise, or the misconception, or the moral evil called class. Contemporary illustrations of this truth being too numerous to count, let's let the glaring insanity of the murder of our great global treasure, our great global treasure in our movement to freedom, Prince. Out of no more than fear, out of the fear and the hatred of love on the part of those who lust for rule, let his murder stand for all of them. And with that lead up at being back to Proudhon, that was just a one long big tease. You're going to have to wait till next week. Well, that's appropriate. I think Prince liked to tease us a bit. Anyway, thank you again. I love you. And until next week, stay strong. Peace. Ripping your jeans.
raise your hand